The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Hey, it's good to have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of tonight's high school basketball doubleheader tonight here on K-Radio as the ACCHS Tigers play host to Jefferson County North. Welcome back, everybody. With Joseph, our producer and engineer, back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here, courtside. Good to have you along. And I'm already seeing a couple of switches for JCN beyond what I had anticipated, as JCN is going with a senior laden bunch tonight. As head coach Corey Noel of the Chargers coming into the game tonight at 10-5 at a conference, at 12-7 overall. Who we got going out here tonight? You got RB Tweed out there, Carson McAfee. I've got Grady Noel coming to the center circle to jump. It'll be Calvin Manville. And rounding it out is Connor Kearns for ACCHS. In the middle, it's Caden Burns with Carter Swinson, James Sheets, Nate Ohm, Ben Hankey. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Boys high school basketball, and we're underway. Chargers take the tip. And up forward with the ball, they are going to come. Out on top of it, going to be Grady. Dumps it over to the left side in the corner. Calvin with the basketball. Comes back out on top. McAfee swings around to the right side. Grady charges, being patient. Now McAfee goes three. Boom. Wow. What a shot right out of the gate by Carson. JCN is going to break out on top. 3-0. A half a minute in. Out on top of the Tigers, Burns for three. No, rebound. Tipped out. Calvin Manville coming down with it. Here comes JCN. Now the cross-court pass is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds by the Tigers, Carter Swinson. 7:14 to go in the opening quarter. It's 3-0. JCN with that early lead off their first possession. And Carson McAfee is going to do the inbound work. Brings it into RB. Tweed to lob it out on top. To Burns, and now between the circles, it's going to be Grady with it. RB back to Grady, left side, McAfee, he'll go for another three. Wow, another one does touch any iron. They have both just fallen through the bottom, and McAfee with 6 points. JCN leading at 6-0. 6:50 to go in quarter number one. Tigers continue to look for their first point of the game, and we're going to get an offensive foul off the basketball, an illegal screen set by Nate Ohm. So the Tigers are going to pick up their first foul of the game. 6:46 to go in the opening quarter. Back up with will come JCM. Chargers lob it over to the left side. It's going to be Grady with it out on top. McAfee, that's a really long three. That one won't go, and he knew it as he was racing in toward the bucket after he put that shot away. And a fast break basket on the other end for Caden Burns. So the Tigers are on the board. It's 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Grady goes in, out on top. gets it out to Connor. Back over to the left side to Grady. He thought about the three for just a second and then says, yeah, no, maybe I'm not going to do that. Back over to Connor Kearns, cross court McAfee. He thought about the three, but that time Ben Hanke got in front of him pretty quickly and got a hand up in the air. McAfee lobs him. That was a tough pass taken down by Calvin. Back out to Grady, spins into the lane, goes from 13, doesn't get it. Rebound RB. And as the big guy comes down with the ball, he is going to be fouled on the floor. Foul is going to be on Nate Ohm. So for Nate, it's going to be a couple of very quick early fouls, and he's going to check out. Tigers are going to go to the bench and bring Stefan Feek into the game. There's a JCN shot. Nope. Rebound. Chargers. McAfee's going to save it. Drives down into the lane. Skip pass over to the left side for the baseline. Ethan Knoll, who's just checked in, can't get it to fall. Here comes ACCHS, and they'll fly up court with the basketball. Baseline shot. Nope. Rebound. Tipped around, and Chargers are going to clear it down. Here comes Connor. Kearns leads it back to McAfee. 5:15 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 6-2 Jefferson County North lead. Spin it back over to the left side. Now the feed down low underneath to Calvin. It's up. It's in. Calvin Manville with his first points of the game. It is 8-2 JCN. 4:50 to go. Here's a three on the other end. Won't go for the Tigers. Rebounding it down. McAfee, and here he comes. Having a big start to the game. Goes all the way in. Dumps it over to the left side to Ethan. No, goes into the lane. Pulls up. Shoots it off the window, and it won't fall in. Rebounding it back down. It's going to be Atchison County. James Sheets coming up with the basketball. He'll race down the right side. Being picked up by Grady Knowles. He gets down toward the three-point ring. The Chargers are getting set to bring Andy Baker and Eli Weiser in. And JCN comes up with a steal. Up court has come. Right side is going to be Calvin. Out on top, McAfee alone. A three. It's off. Rebound. Pulled down by Grady. Out on top. Calvin will go three. Too strong. Rebound. Back down to McAfee. And JCN has got to keep the ball alive. Midpoint of the opening quarter. It is an 8-2 Charger lead. The cross court pass underneath. The feed over to the right block. Ethan. Back out on top. McAfee kicks it over to Grady. He'll try his luck with a three. Can't get it to fall either. And a rebound this time to Keaton Burns. Tigers bringing it up the floor. 8-2. Jefferson County North at 3:47 to play in the opening quarter. Skip pass over to the right side for the Tigers. And there was nobody there. Hit two hops into the JCN bench. Before Jefferson County North puts the ball in play, we're going to get a timeout taken by Atchison County. Taking a break, Joseph. 3:44 to go in the opening quarter. It's been all JCN early. Chargers 8, Tigers 2.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Back with you here in Effingham, Kansas. As we return, Jefferson County North brings the ball up the floor. That was a nice entry pass by Eli Weiser, lobbing it into Andy Baker, and Andy goes up with a shot, but he got fouled first. He is going to come to the free throw line. The foul on Atchison County's Carter Swinson, his first team foul three. JCN has no fouls yet today. And a first free throw by Andy Baker, up and good. Second free throw, not good. And a rebound. Here comes ACCHS. 9-2. Chargers in front. We're about 3.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. So a long way to go in this one. Tigers will have it over to the right side. Way out in the corner is going to be Burns. He'll pass into the middle. Nicely done. Falling away. Feek puts up a shot. Doesn't get it. Rebounding it down is going to be Andy Baker. Here comes JCS. They'll quickly outlet it into the right corner to Ethan Knoll. Back out on top. They're coming around the perimeter. The Chargers have William Elias in the game right now. 3 minutes left. The feed across underneath. The shot is up for Baker. Too strong. Rebounded down by Ethan. Too soft. Rebounded down by Baker. Too strong. Rebounded down by the Tigers. Certainly, JCN had plenty of opportunities to get that one to fall in for them. It did not. And Atchison County and James Sheets into the forecourt. Caden Burns will have it up top side. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Jeff North leading at 9-2. Low scoring business so far. Driving to the free throw line. Tigers will feed underneath the feet. He'll spin and twist to try to get a shot away. And as the ball is on the floor, we're going to get a jump call. So a jump ball called underneath. And Jeff North is going to go to the bench. We're going to get Connor Kearns back in. Checking in for ACCHS is going to be Chance Wilson, a freshman. Chance Wilson started a few games when some of the upperclassmen were suffering some injuries in the middle part of the season. Now, the pass inside is going to be stolen by Jeff North. Andy Baker, that long, long wingspan of his, reaches out. Now, here's a pass right side. The shot off the window. Good. Eli Weiser for two. It's 11-2, Jeff North. We're down to 2 minutes of play in quarter number one. Skip pass down to the baseline right. That's going to be Stefan Feek. Back top side. 3-point shot up. Launch. Hits the front of the rim. Carries away, but the Tigers are going to come down with the offensive board. Sheets will drive into the lane. Puts up kind of a prayer shot. No. And a follow shot is going to be blocked away. The block by Andy Baker, and as he'll clear the ball down, throws it to the other end of the court, but misses his teammate. It's going to go out of bounds to Atchison County. So the Tigers will have it in at midcourt. With a minute 40 to go in the first quarter, ACCHS will bring it up, and freshman Ben Hanke goes to the left side of the free throw line. Out on top, it'll come to Feek. Back over to Hanke. He'll start down the lane. Nowhere to go in the middle. The defense awfully good in there. Here's Chance Wilson. Goes left side. Skips it out on top and is stolen by Kearns. Connor down court. And he drives and lays it up and in. Kearns' first points tonight. 13-2 JCN. Down to a minute 15 left in the opening quarter. Quickly over to the left side. Tigers can't get in the middle. Really having a hard time. The Charger player defense, that man-to-man defense, has been extremely good. And the Tigers having a battle for every shot they get. Feek will take it. He gets doubled up and swarmed down to the baseline. It'll be slapped out of his hands by Weiser. It's going to go out of bounds. Back it will come into ACCHS at their baseline. 55 seconds left in the first quarter. Tigers putting it in play. Little bounce pass. Out on top. The all-alone three. No. Rebound. Pulled down to Carson McAfee, who's just checked back in. Pulls it down. Drives in. Euro step. Shoots and scores. Carson McAfee has 8. And it's 15-2. Half a minute to go in the first quarter. Tigers to the baseline. A little jumper from the right side. Nicely done. Carter Swinson with a pair. And it's 15-4. 20 seconds left in the first. McAfee, oh, he thought about taking that really long three. Now comes into Calvin. Right side, Eli. Hook shot, got it. Eli, Noel. Or either Weiser, rather, with his 4th point of the game. And it is 17-4. And the Tigers will turn it over with a little travel. So for JC, and they got a big task here. The ball's deep in the backcourt. They've got 3 seconds to get it up the floor and get a shot off. McAfee will drive, kicks it over right. Eli at the buzzer. No. And that will take us to the end of the first. We've got a timeout on the floor. Opening quarter, all JCN. Chargers, 17, Atchison County 4.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Call contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
It's a late night in Edinburgh, Kansas, as we're just now getting on our way to the second quarter of this boys' high school basketball game in the Northeast Kansas League. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, producing and engineering. Tom Couch with the court side, and going to the second quarter. Jefferson County North on the road tonight, leading 17-4. Tigers scoring coming from Caitlin Burns and Carter Swinson, two each. For Jefferson County North, Carson McAfee started off hot, hit a couple of quick threes, 8 points in the opening quarter. He leads the Chargers. JCN will take the inbound to begin the second quarter. They'll feed underneath. Calvin up and got too much on it. Missed the shot. The rebound is going to be cleared down by Grady Noel. Out on top, it'll come to McAfee. He'll start to the left, then change his mind. Drive back over to the right, feed over to the wing. Back, it'll come to Grady. Puts up a one-handed runner that's good. And right now, everything JCN throws in the air is falling in. It is 19-4, 7:25 to go in the first half. 15-point lead, biggest of the night so far for JCN. Tigers with it on the baseline, right to Carter Swinton. His jumper, no. Nice offensive rebound underneath by Nate. Three-point shot, nope. This time it's going to be Manville clearing it down. Look at Manville bringing it up the floors. He will weave his way over. Calvin will dump it to the left side, and Grady Noel taking it from the one. Little lob pass over to the right. Back out on top. McAfee will go three. That one's going to hit the back, and the rebound out of the free throw line. Taken out by the Tigers, Ben Henke. 6:40 to go in the opening half. Game moving along. Pretty briskly, clock rolling, not much stopping it. James Sheets with the basketball for Atchison County. Skip pass underneath, going through the lane, and it's going to be out of bounds. And the Tigers had the hand on it last. Carter Swinson tried to rescue the ball in bounds, made a heck of an effort, but just couldn't haul it in. Here comes Jeff North. McAfee goes left side, Grady Noel. He looked into the baseline for Ethan. He was pretty well covered. Brings it back out on top instead. Now they'll feed underneath to Calvin. Up, too strong. Rebound underneath Ethan. Up, wide right. Rebound slapped out on top. And Carson McAfee will grab up the basketball. And JCN again is going to reset the offense. Now Ethan from about eight. No, he's going to feed it to Grady. Misses the layup. Rebounded by Ethan. Turns. Hits it from about 10. Ethan Knowles, first points of the game, and we're going to get a Tiger timeout. ACCHS calling for a stop. We're going to take it at 5:54 to go in the opening half. JCN continues to add to its lead. It's Chargers 21, Tigers 4.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
Back with the here in Effingham, Kansas. Out of the timeout, the Tigers are going to bring it in playing. Let's see what Coach Corey Eckert has told his team. Well, part of it is go score. That's what James Sheets does. He just drives right down the middle of the lane, lays it up with the right hand, and good. 21-6. So the Tigers coming right out of the timeout, score quickly. And Jeff North will go deep down the baseline, way below the rim. No room there. Comes back out of top to Carson. He'll go from 15. Doesn't get it to fall, and Tigers are going to rebound it down. Here comes Atchison County. Caden Burns. Oh, his pass stolen. McAfee, one-on-one down the court. Shoots and gets it to roll in and draws the foul. He slowed up. The defender kind of went beyond him, kind of overshot him. goes up with a shot, hits it, draws the foul. First foul of the game for Caden Burns. First second quarter foul for either team, and an opportunity for Carson to complete a conventional three-point play. He's with that bucket. He's at 10 points tonight now. The senior takes his time, eyes it up, and it doesn't go in. Rebound tipped out, followed up, and it's going to rattle home for Andy Baker. 25-6. 4:55 to go. JCN with a 19-point lead now. This is the largest advantage of the evening. Driving all the way to the baseline. We're going to get a blocking foul on Calvin. Kevin Manville kind of backpedaling in front of Carter Swinson, trying to defend him and not commit contact, but he does. It'll be the first foul tonight for Calvin. In fact, it's the first foul of the night by JC, and they didn't foul at all in the first quarter. Tigers with the basketball down to the baseline. The defense traps him, kicks it out on top. Nate on the post will put up a long three and hit it. How about that for the big guy? Nate makes it 25-9, and now the Tigers are going to steal the inbound pass. Sheets drives, reverse layup. Good, James Sheets. 25-11. Tigers battling back here on senior night with 4:15 to go in the first half. Eli Weiser between the circles, way up high, feeds in the middle to Baker, back out on top. Left side, Calvin Manville. Baker, left side of the free throw line. Little hook pass into the lane to Willie Elias off the glass and good. William Elias scores. 27-11. 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Teams may be finding their offense a little bit. Here's a baseline three for Atchison County. Now that one's just going to bang off the rim. Rebound. And the upcourt pass stolen back. Here comes Sheets. Drives in against the defender. Gets knocked hard to the floor. Coming to the line for two and a foul on Andy Baker. Tigers have found some new life out here. They seem to be invigorated coming out of that previous timeout. First foul of the game for Baker. Team foul two for the Tigers in the second quarter. And at the line, James Sheets for two. Front one. Got it. And we're going to get a JCN timeout before the second free throw. So we're taking a break with JCN head coach Corey Knoll. Timeout, Joseph. 3:33 to go in the opening half. Chargers 27, Atchison County 12.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's. Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's.
Well, while there are a number of games around the area, guys, games who are already finished, this one is not. We're not quite to halftime yet. As we come out of the timeout, James Sheets will hit his second free throw. So he knocks them both down, and it's 27-13. JCN, but the Tigers are on a nice little positive run now. Here's a feed underneath. RB in the game for JCN. Backs away, and a shot doesn't fall. Tigers back up the court with 3 minutes to play in the opening half. ACCHS down 19 a little bit ago. Has cut into that gap. It's gone out 27-13, and a jump ball. It'll belong to Atchison County. Chargers are going to make a few substitutions, and I'm looking out on the floor, and I'm seeing, four maybe of the starting five out there? Tigers with the ball out on top. That's going to be Ben. He'll go to the left. Stops at the free throw line. Back out to Sheets. James brings that senior leadership, good ball handling skills, good speed. Now here's a play from the right side, Carter Swinson. He tries to kick it back out on top to Nate, but the pass is too tall. It's going to go into the backcourt. That'll be over and back. And Jeff North is going to be putting in a play for the backcourt. You've got Andy Baker and Ethan Noel, Grady Noel, Connor Kearns putting it in play, and Carson McAfee. Moves to the five for Jeff North with 2 minutes and 40 to go in the opening half. Chargers leading at 27-13. The feed into the middle, the kick back to the outside, topside again to McAfee, dumps it down to the baseline, they rotate it out on top, reversing the ball back over to the left. JCN moving up briskly, and look at the Tigers. They have decided, well, you know what, we're going to pack it in the middle a little bit. They go to a 2-3 zone. Nate is playing it at the five for the Tiger defense. McAfee spins into the lane. The defense collapses. He kicks it outside. The long shot misses. Rebound underneath and up and in, Andy, for two. Andy Baker picking up his fifth point of the ball game and is now 29-13. And we've got 2 minutes left in the opening half. Little kick to the right. The fall away. Good for three for Carter Swenson. 29-16. And again, Atchison County answers. We're down to a minute 45 to go in the first half. JCN works the perimeter. Really nice here in Effingham between the games after the ladies' game and before this one that they recognize the seniors from all of the winter sports and activities. Here's a Tigers shot deflected from behind, but an offensive rebound by Ohm. And we're going to have players knocked to the floor, and they're going to call a travel. Yeah, there it comes. 1:15 to go in the first half. 29-16. JCN has led by as many as 19, but ACCHS not going to go away quietly here this evening. Grady Noel with it on the right side. Again, the Tigers in the 2-3 zone. They'll feed underneath. That was a nice pass. And as Andy Baker was going up with the shot, it was a very clear-cut case of Ben Hanke, the freshman, saying, no, just can't let you have that easy one. So picks up the foul. It'll be Ben's first tonight, Tigers second. So foul's not really an issue. And the first free throw does not go in for the JCN big guy, Andy Baker. And he has 5 points. He's now 1 of 3 at the free throw line. Second one, he will not get that one either. And a rebound pulled down by Atchison County. Ben Hanke coming up with the basketball. And here comes ACCHS. Caden Burns works his way all the way over to the right side. Now he's outlet pass out of top, stolen by Grady. Comes down, rolls up, finger roll good. Grady with 4. And it's 31-16. 40 seconds to play in the opening half. James Sheets with the right side for the Atchison County defense. Oh, that was a beautiful pass, anticipating it, and then it's going to be batted free stolen. Back up the court. McAfee, he'll run all the way down the right side, take it across underneath the goal, feeds it out to the free throw line for the 15-foot shot. It's off the window and good for Andy Baker. I don't know if he called that or not, but that's going to work for him. 33-16. 15 seconds left in the half. Atchison County here in front of the home crowd looking to get a final bucket before they go to the break. And that pass is slapped out of bounds. It'll come back in again, too. The Tigers right in front of the Jeff North bench. 10 seconds left in the half. Putting it in, Caden Burns goes way out on top. It's batted away by Grady. He's going to steal it. Grady gives it back to Ethan. Shoots and scores. Grady a steal and an assist. Ethan with the bucket, and we are at halftime. We'll be back here in Effingham, Kansas, to summarize the first half for you this evening. As the team head for the locker room, it's Jeff North, 35, Atchison County, 16.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Our dance on here in Edgan, Kansas, the ACCHS dance troupe out on the floor, entertaining the really nice crowd here tonight on senior night. And as they're doing that, allow me to kind of update you on how the first half kind of came together. First of all, for Jefferson County North, the Chargers, led in the first half by Carson McAfee with 10. He came out of the blocks hot, hit, banged, banged, a couple of three-point shots out the gate. Grandma Ice, if you're listening, you should be smiling. Had a great first half. 7-9 for Andy Baker. 4 apiece for Eli Weiser, Ethan Knoll, and Grady Knoll. It was 2 apiece for William Elias, Calvin Manville, and Connor Kearns. For ACCHS, 4 guys in the scoring column, led by James Sheets with a half a dozen. 5 in the first half for Carter Swinson, 3 for Nate Ohm, and Caden Burns knocking down the other 2. Fouls, absolutely no issue for either team. ACCHS has 1 guy with 2 fouls. No one else with more than 1 foul on either club. Teams in the locker room, we're going to come back here to Effingham to bring you the second half live. But right now, with that halftime score, Jeff North 35, ACCHS 16. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph at Acares Sports Studio. He's got for you some kind of really fun halftime stuff.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We will be returning to the JCN-ACCHS game in just a moment. Taking a look around the Care Country sports schedule, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball coming your way tomorrow night. The Ravens are at home for the last home appearance of the season. It is a 5:30 tip as they play host to Graceland. 7:30 is the tip for the men's game. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look comes to you live from the Care Radio Studios and airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20. Thursday night or Friday night brings us back to high school basketball, as we will once again be joining ACCHS as they are on the road taking on Pleasant Ridge. Tune in about 6 or so. Again, these games sometimes do have a late start like they did tonight. For the girls game, the boys should take to the court sometime around 8. Saturday brings us back to Benedictine Ravens basketball, as it is the last game of the regular season. The Ravens are on the road taking on Graceland. 2 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the women's. The men should take to the court sometime around 4.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays, and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your healthcare needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
I have a lot of finals to cover, so we'll start with the girls' finals. It was, it was Holton over Perry, 35-25. Oskaloosa beat Jackson Heights in the girls' game. It was Oskaloosa 55 to Jackson Heights 46. In the Hiawatha-Sabetha matchup, Hiawatha ladies had a 37-17 victory over Sabetha. And it was an overtime win for Troy, 51 to Donovan West, 48. In the Centralia-Axtell girls matchup, Centralia had a 52-21 victory. Blue Valley fell to Valley Heights, with Valley Heights at 78 points, Blue Valley 32. And in the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, it was JCN ladies 52 to ACCHS ladies 19. In the Jackson Heights Oskaloosa game, right now in the boys game, we've got 5 minutes and 35 seconds left. It is Bears 47, Cobras 29. With a final in the Holton Perry game, this just in, it was Perry at 41 points to Holton's 40. In the Sabetha-Hiawatha game, it was Sabetha 56, Hiawatha 36 in the boys' game. Axtell boys beat Centralia 45-37. Troy boys beat Donovan West 57-36. Blue Valley boys had a sweep with their 55-42 victory over Valley Heights. We'll be returning to this game, ACCHS versus JCN, in just a few minutes.
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 38 tonight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the south 8 to 15 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 70. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 46. Daytime highs approaching 62 Thursday under partly cloudy skies. 61 Friday.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 54 degrees in Atchison, Kansas. It feels like 51 out there with the winds out of the south at 11 miles per hour. Relative humidity at 40%, dew point 30 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure on the rise at 30.03 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couts courtside shortly.
After a successful 2 weekends of regional wrestling, 50 area wrestlers are headed to Salina for the Kansas State Wrestling Tournament. The MSC Sports Radio Network will be there in force to keep you updated with all the latest results and information. Tune in to KNZA 103.9 FM for hourly updates starting at 9:30 in the morning on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. For live audio play-by-play, head to MSCSports.net for coverage on the Holton and Sabetha channels. State wrestling coverage on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you by the Denison State Bank, the Pines with two locations in Holton, Trails Cafe in Holton, Sailor Insurance Service in Sabetha and Seneca, Berwick Co-op Oil Company and Convenience Stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Bob Chu with Chu Auction Services, Exchange Bank and Trust, Four Seasons Pool, Dr. Brett at Luker Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, by Hydrobed in Sabetha, by Tate Plumbing, and by Onega Country Mart.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
And with that, we welcome you back again here to Effingham, Kansas, just underway in the third quarter. And boom, there's as quick as that, Carson McAfee with a three. He's at 13 points. These two teams have started the half, exchanging a couple of free throws. It's now 40-18. JCN with a 22-point lead. It is our largest of the game. Three-point shot for the Tigers. That's up and good. That was a nice shot, Ben Hanke. And all the Tiger starters are on the board. 40-21. We're at 6.5 to go in the third quarter here in Effingham, Kansas. Glad to have you with us. Got to thank our man Joseph back at the Care Sports Studios. Handling the halftime and getting you up to speed with the stuff going on. McAfee, three more! Carson McAfee from way outside. That's it. Tigers are going to take a timeout. Coach Eckert says, I got to do something to stop this guy. That is the fourth three-point shot of the evening for Carson McAfee. He's got 16 points, and we are going to take a timeout. Joseph Abrank at 6:16 to go in the third quarter. It's Jeff North, 43, ACCHS 21.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Out of the timeout, Tigers with the basketball, and we're back to play. Welcome back, everybody, to Effingham, Kansas, where it's senior night at ACCHS. Little lob into the middle down to the left block, and as he goes up with the shot, Caden Burns is going to be blocked back down to the floor. That will result in a jump ball, and possession comes back to Atchison County. 6:03 to go in the third. ACCHS looking it out on top, looking. Finally, they're going to bring it in. The shot is going to be up and off the window and good. Another really nice play by James Sheets. He's in double figure scoring with 10 for the Tigers. 43-23. 5:50 to go in the third. JCN got that starting group out there in the second half. 3-point shot this time from the left side. Will not go in for Connor, but it's going to be followed up and in by Ethan. So Ethan Noel with 8, 45-23. Nate Noem with it. Big guy will kick it over to the left side. He had a 3 in the first half. You leave him unguarded, he's going to send that up. Here's a baseline follow-away shot. Short for the Tigers. freshman Ben Hanke let that one go, and it just didn't quite have enough on it. And here comes Jefferson County North. Swing around to the right side. The pass slapped out of bounds by Caden Burns. A nice little job by Caden down there to very alertly see where that pass was going into the middle and knocking that three away. Inbound it comes. Out on top. The Charger three. No. Rebound. The miss by Connor. Rebounded back down by Atchison County. Here they come. Hanke will dump it over to the right side where Calvin Manville reaches in, dislodges the ball from Carter Swinson's grasp, and it's going to go out of bounds under the baseline. Beckett's going to come in for Atchison County with 4:50 to go in the third quarter, and Chase in leading it by 22 at 45-23. Coming into the free throw line, no room, back off on top. Tigers moving the ball well. JC and doing a good job with their man-to-man defense, not letting them have any easy looks, not having any open shots at all. Tigers, we're going to have guys cutting down the side of the lane. Here's a pass on top, the falling away shot. There's a three for Ben Hanke, his second three of the second half. 45-26, 4:20 to go in the third. Chargers left side. You got Eli out there. Junior Eli Weiser for Jefferson County North. And as the Chargers drive to the baseline, we get a trip. And let's see here. They're going to call a foul on. It's going to be on the Tigers, Carter Swinson. Carter picking up his second foul of the game. And James Cian will bring it in. And we get a little push off by Calvin. No foul. Eli thought about three, doesn't. Carson drives right. They'll feed down to the baseline. It's going to be slapped away, trying to get it to Calvin Manville. About, I don't know, a step and a half outside the free throw line. Going to slap it away from him. JCN will put it in play down to the baseline. No shot clock in the high school game, so JCN taking all the time they need to get the shot they're looking for. Calvin Manville has the ball. Get away. Here comes Atchison County. Caden Burns quickly down. Hanke pulls up. Shot deflected. It's going to go out of bounds. And they're going to say it's JC and basketball. I thought that thing had been tipped and touched, but apparently no. Calvin Manville and Ethan Knoll coming out of the game out there now for JC. And it's going to be Andy Baker and RB Tweed. So you got the two big guys, along with Eli Weiser and Connor Kearns and Carson McAfee. Carson's like a traffic cop upstairs directing where, here, pass the ball here, pass the ball there, helping his teammates know where that offense is supposed to be getting to. Shot missing, Tigers back down, and three is up and good, Carter Swinson. And the Tigers cutting the gap a little bit with some long-range shooting, 45-29. Inside three to play in the third quarter. Tigers playing good zone defense. Here's a little 13-14 footer. Won't go for Eli. Rebound. Followed up and won't go back in for Andy. And this time, Tigers will clear down the basketball. Underneath to Nate. Ohm, double team. Dumps it back left side. Chance Wilson for ACCHS, kicks it right, three-point fall away, perfect for Carter Swinson. Back-to-back threes for Swinson, and we're going to get JC in timeout. Tigers mounting a comeback. They got a ways to go, but they are playing hard, and we're taking a break. Joseph at 2:17 to go in the third quarter. It is Jefferson County North 45, Atchison County 32.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Yeah.
2:17 to go in the third quarter here in Effingham, Kansas. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Tom Couch with you here. It's 45-32, JC in lead. Chargers bring it in, coming out of the timeout. Dump it over to the baseline left, comes off top side, and no open shot available. That Tigers' own defense has really done a nice job. They'll lob it back over to the left, and now the feed underneath. Back it comes to Grady. Top side, McAfee. Back over to the right to Kearns. And now the pass in the middle. Battered away by the Tigers. Here comes ACCHS. JZ being patient, looking for the good shot, but Tigers got a hand on that. Here's a driving layup. It's good. James Sheets with two more. 45-34. And now the Tigers are back to within 11. They were down by 22. They have cut that lead in half with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Cross-court pass. Little jumper from 13. No good. Off the hands of Connor Kearns. Here comes ACCHS. Tigers back up the floor. Is there some senior night magic here in the Tiger gymnasium? A minute 10 to go in the third. Around to the right side. Three-pointer. This one doesn't go. And the rebound is going to be out of play. Jump ball. And it will belong to the Chargers. Eli Weiser is going to check back into the game, and he'll sub out Grady Noel with just over a minute to go in the third quarter. Tell you what, Tiger fans got to be very, very proud of this team and the way that they have battled back in spite of having been trailing in this game by as many as 22. Here's Jason on the left side. It's going to be Weiser. Kicks it over to McAfee. He'll go to the baseline. Two defenders block him off. Brings it back out on top. Now into the lane on the 4-1 time. The ball is loose. It's running around. Saved underneath by Jason. And then as they take it down under the goal to Calvin Manville, he's called for a travel. So the Chargers are going to turn it back over. Now Jason is going to put a little pressure on this inbound. Up the court it comes. Tigers in the forecourt. Over to the right side with it. That is Carter Swinson. And now the ball is on the floor. Swinson's going to cover it up like a fumble, and we're going to get a Tiger timeout. We're taking a break with ACCHS. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Jeff North, 45, Angela County, 34.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, in the course of the last 5 minutes, just over 5 minutes and 8 seconds maybe, ACCHS has gone on an 11-0 run. And the Tigers are going to have the ball in play. 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Back up the floor they come. The kick back to the right side. Good defense by McAfee. Did not allow the free shot. Comes back off on top. No. Ohm comes to the high post. Pass in the middle. It's loose. It's on the floor. It's going to be saved by Sheets. 10 seconds. Tigers still with the basketball. Back over to the left side. Nate will have it on top. The big guy for three. Doesn't get it to fall. And the first third quarter has got to come to an end. We're coming back to Effingham for the fourth quarter. The Tigers putting up a fight. It is Jefferson County North 45, ACCHS 34.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Oh, Well, the Chargers have placed 8 guys in the scoring column tonight. The Tigers, well, only 5, but all of their starters are on the board. Atchison County through 3 quarters, led by James Sheets with a dozen and Carter Swenson with 11. For JCN, 1 guy in double-figure scoring. That's Carson McAfee with 16. Welcome back, everybody, as we go to the fourth quarter. It'll be Tiger basketball, and here comes James Sheets. He'll race into the forecourt. ACCHS on offense. Sheets will start right, drive left, goes into the lane, off balance, gets fouled to come into the line for 2. Here's the thing for the Tigers. You just go all in. Senior night, a team that is hungry for a win. This is going to be the second foul by Grady Noel. And the first free throw is up and good. It is now a 10-point game. Second one, gets them both. Now an 8-point game with 7:45 to go. James Sheets is now at 14 points. JCN hasn't scored in a very long time. They're going to feed in the middle, kick it back out on top to Carson, a 15-foot runner, perfect. He'll break the ice. Carson McAfee getting his 18th point this evening. And it's 47-36. So ultimately, it was a 13-0 Tiger run that went from about the middle of the third quarter into the early moments of the fourth quarter. 7:17 left here as the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. Tigers are going to bring it in. They'll feed it. Goes right. Nate, little head fake, too strong off the window. And Ethan Nolan rebounds it down. JCN back up the floor. Charges with the basketball, leading it by 11. It'll be rolled across the floor over to the left side to Grady. Now the pass inside. Vanderbree stolen. Here comes James Sheets. He'll drive down. Goes all the way to the rack. Hits it in a plus one, James Sheets. And the Tigers continue to battle back. The whistle is going to be on Carson McAfee. That'll be his first foul of the game. It'll be James Sheets. Team foul 2 of the fourth quarter. Grady is going to rotate out with Eli Weiser and a chance at a 3-point play for James. Boy, this gym got quiet. The free throw is up, and it will not fall. Rebound, Eli. He gets tied up at a jump ball to Jeff North. It is 47-38. 6:50 to go. Back out on top of the Chevy McAfee. James team with the basketball. Leading it by 9. Here's a little baseline jumper from the left side. Up and done. Give Connor Kearns his 4th point of the game. 49-38. Atchison County up the court. Little skip underneath to Nate. Ohm goes back right side. Here's a 3. May have been deflected. Offensive rebound. Tigers. They're going to keep it alive. Top side with it. Pankey. Spins, piss, twist, pivot. Now the shot from the baseline left. No. Rebound back down is going to come to JCN. Here's Calvin. Bunny hop, running shot. Got it, Calvin Manville for 2. 51-38 and right back to the 13-point lead goes JCN as we go inside 6 minutes to go in the game. James Sheets will bring it down, dumps it right to Connor. Kearns thought about the 3, then decided not to. Brings it back over again to James. She's working in front of the defense of Kearns. Puts a runner up, doesn't get it, and Jeff North up court. Set shot for 3 for Calvin. No. Nate Ohm with a rebound. Here comes Atchison County. 5:20 to go in the game. For the Tigers, a problem now. Time. Are they going to have enough time to battle back? Trailing it here by 13. Left side with it is going to be Carter Swenson. Goes into the lane, and he tries to horse up a shot. They're going to say he traveled with it. Coming back on the floor for Chase Dean is going to be Andy Baker, and it will be Ethan Noel coming out. So as I look out there, it is going to be 4 for the JCN starting 5. 5 minutes to play. Left side with it is going to be Eli Weiser. He's the only non-starter out there right now. Oh, that was a beautiful entry pass and an easy two as Andy Baker has his ninth point of the game. 53-38, 4:44 to go tonight. The upcourt pass is batted away and knocked out of bounds. And for ACCHS, Carter Swinson looked like he'd gone down rather awkwardly, but jumped right up and seems to be okay. It's great to be young, I'll tell you that. Ball comes into Ohm. Nate kicks it back over to Sheets. James Knight's into the lane, falling away from eight. Draws a foul, gets two free throws. .436 left. That is going to be the first foul by Connor Kearns this evening. And Sheets' free throw, halfway in, had a lot of spin on it, pulled himself back out. James, one more shot here. Got it. It is 53-39. 4.5 minutes left. McAfee down the floor right in front of the Charger bench. Comes out on top. A wide open three. Won't drop. Nice offensive rebound by Andy. And a defender reaches in. And they're going to call a tie ball. Nate Ohm, even though he is the five for ACCHS, does not have the height Andy Baker has, and yet Nate got in there, held up that ball, tied that thing up, and coming back to Atchison County. Here's Sheets off the left side. Drives in, pulls up, running jump shot. He's gotten fouled, and he's come to the line again. So another JCN foul, and the second one of the fourth quarter by Carson McAfee. Once again, coming to the free throw line, it'll be James Sheets. He's done well at the free throw line tonight. That first shot, though, is going to be a little bit short. Second one, got it. So Sheets will hit one of the two, makes it 53-40, and we are 4 minutes left. ACCHS settling into the 2-3 zone, and here's a pass across to Eli, running over to try to step in front of the ball and ultimately colliding as the ball, Eli Weiser, and Carter Swinson all arrived at the same place at the same time. Here's a three, up, no. Rebound underneath, Andy has it, lost it. And it is saved. It's going to go out on top. And is that over and back? It is. Official on the far side is going over and back. JCN fan not real happy. Now the official is going to have a little confab about that. And they're going to turn it around. We've got 3.5 minutes left in the game for the Chargers. They're kind of hanging on. ACCHS battling back, but now on defense, JCN's very reluctant to shoot. Now they'll put one up. It misses. Chargers coming out with the offensive board. McAfee will go for a three. Won't fall for him. And a ball on the ground, rebounded by Atchison County, and Jeff North picks up the foul. The foul is going to be on Connor Kearns. It'll be his second foul of the fourth quarter, and JCN picking up their fifth fourth quarter foul. They're going to have the Tigers coming to the free throw line for the last 3:12. Atchison County has committed only one fourth quarter foul. Coming to the line for ACCHS, Caden Burns. First free throw of the night, doesn't go in. Still a 53-40 Charger lead. JCN up 13. They've been up by as many as 22 tonight. Second free throw will not go in either. And stepping inside, Andy Baker gets that good interior position and rebounds it down. Chargers have the basketball. McAfee, little look away pass to the left side to Eli. Back over to the right side. And Connor Kearns pass into the middle. The shot goes up. Won't fall down for Calvin. Here comes ACCHS again. Caden Burns up the floor and teammate zigged when he thought they were going to zag. Tigers are going to turn it over. Connor Kearns coming out of the ballgame for Jeff North, and back into the lineup we're going to find Ethan Knoll with 2:46 to go in the game. J.C. and jumped out to that big lead early, but the Tigers have really battled back. They've cut the gap. They may not win this thing. Here's a shot going up, missing it. Weiser's follow shot will miss, and the ball's going to go out of bounds off Jeff North. Tigers will have it back. The heart in this Atchison County team is absolutely impressive. 2:25 to go in the game. Up the court it goes to Nate. Back over to the right side. Stepping inside the defense. The shot is up. The foul is committed. And Tigers coming to the line. It'll be Carter Swinson. Carter has not had a free throw yet tonight. Andy Baker collecting his second foul. Carter with 11 points tonight. His first shot right there. It is 53-41. But again, time is the issue at 2:20 to play. Second free throw. Get them both. So Carter with 13. The Tigers with a timeout. And Joseph, we've got ourselves a break. We're going to take it. 2:20 to go in the game. It is Jeff North, 53. ACCHS 42.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, they tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Well, you know, here we're coming into the final week, and of course, JCN, the final game of the season. Tipping a hat to the officials and scoreboard operators. They've had to incorporate some major rule changes, and none bigger and probably more confusing and harder to kind of get accustomed to than the disappearance of the 1-1 and going to 5 fouls and resetting in each quarter. So they seem to have that all down pretty pat now. Certainly they've had that down here in Effingham through the season and done a great job. So major changes like that, not easy to incorporate, especially if you've been doing them like some of our scorekeepers have for some extended period of time. Here's a shot going up. Won't go. JCN comes down with their own rebound. Here's a little bunny hop. Is there a bucket? Plus, there is. Wasn't sure if they were going to call a travel or if they were going to call the bucket good. They call the bucket good. Foul is going to be on Nate Ohm. It'll be his fourth. And at the line, Ethan Knoll looking for the conventional three-point play. That bucket was his 10th point. That free throw his 11th. And it's 56-42. We're down to a minute 50 to play in the game. Going to the other end of the floor. Forcing a shot up, drawing the foul, and coming to the free throw line. It's going to be James Sheet. That foul is going to be on Ethan. James back at the free throw line. James will be shooting his 12th and 13th free throws of the night. Right here. First one doesn't go in. Minute 45 left in the game, and the Chargers hanging on to that 14-point lead. Now a 13-point lead. It is 56-43. And here comes Carson McAfee. He will go coast to coast, and he'll draw the blocking foul, and they're going to stay a couple of free throws on that. The foul on the Tigers, James Sheets. That is James' first foul tonight. And Atchison County team foul 3 in the fourth quarter. Now to a minute 39 to play we go. And at the line for the second time tonight, it'll be Carson McAfee. Carson, a good shooter, but he's 0-for-1 at the line tonight. First one here, kicks out. Carson nonetheless leads his team in scoring with 18 points tonight. one of only two Chargers in double-figure scoring. Takes his time, bit of a spin, flips it up, doesn't get that one either. He's 0 for 3 at the free throw line, and the Tigers are going to rebound it down. And now it's going to be lost away, and ACC is just unable to control down the basketball. It'll come back to JC, and right in front of Coach Knoll, his assistant Coach Schneider, and the Charger bench. We're going to get timeout first. Yeah. JCN is going to take a timeout. We're going to do it, Joseph. Taking a break. A minute and a half to go in the game. Jeff North, 56, Atchison County, 43.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John. So this taco, head to Tuesday John for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's. Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's.
Good to have you with us here in Effingham, Kansas. Now, Carson McAfee takes the inbound, little ball handling, gets the pass over to the left side. Ethan misses the shot. Second shot is going to go up. It's going to miss. Tigers going to rebound it down. 75 seconds to go in the ball game. Four defenders in the backcourt. And finally, the foul is going to be called on Ethan. No, that's not a technical. No. After the foul was called, Ethan had the ball and just kind of flipped it kind of out of bounds and over the official's head and toward the wall. And it seemed like a bit frustrated right there. Ethan's second foul of the game. Tigers coming to the line with Ben Henke. Free throw. Got it. The freshman collects his seventh point of the night. And it's 56-44 with a minute 10 to go. Looking it over and right in. So Ben has 8. Tigers are down 11. And here comes JCN out on top. Calvin feeds underneath. Now the lob to Ethan. He recovers it. Got to wait for a minute. Gets it to McAfee. 50 seconds to go. Right side is going to be Kearns. JCN not going to get a take a shot. They just want to get this thing over with and get back on that bus. Here's a feed underneath and the driving layup. Good, Andy Baker. 58-45. Half a minute to go. The kick to the right side, Nate comes back off on top, Ben, and we're going to have another Charger foul. It's going to be a couple of more free throws. It's going to be, again, on Carson. He's got his third foul. All of them have come in the fourth quarter. And returning to the line, it'll be Ben Henke. Tigers have had a boatload of fourth quarter free throws. Free throw here. Yep. Tigers are 10 of 16, so 16 fourth quarter free throws. That is my official definition of boatload. Now 17, he'll hit that one. So 11 of 17 at the free throw line in the fourth quarter for ACCHS. It's 58-47. JCN has it out on top. They're just going to burn down the rest of the clock. It's at 5. There's a little screen. It's at 4. That's going to do it. Final score tonight. Jefferson County North concludes the 23-24 regular season with a win. Chargers 58, and on senior night, ACCHS 47. We'll be back and summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Well, a crowd making its way out on the floor to visit with players and onto the JCN fans filtering to the exits. As the Chargers tonight coming away with a couple of big wins here in game two. It was JCN taking it 58-47. And recapping the scoring for you, first of all, for the visitors, what a night for Carson McAfee. He started off red, red hot, knocking in early threes, ends with 18 points, and led JCN in scoring tonight. Double figures also for both Andy Baker and Ethan Knoll. They each had 11. It drops then to 4 apiece for Connor Kearns and Grady Knoll and Eli Weiser and Calvin Manville. So you got 4 guys with 4 apiece. Then rounding out the scoring, William Elias with 2. For ACCHS, okay, we got to say it right out the gate. Union State Bank, player of the game tonight, James Sheets. And here's the deal. James had 19 points tonight, led his team, led all scorers, and helped his team when they needed it to come back from behind, cut that, what was it, one time, a huge JCN lead. They were up 22 points in the middle part of the third quarter. He helped the Tigers go on a 13-0 run that got it back to single digits before the JCN was able to pull away. So James Sheets is your USB player of the game. Double digits also for Carter Swinson. He had 13, and Ben Hankey knocking down 10 tonight. It was a 3-point shot by Nate Ohm and Caden Burns with 2 more. So JCN picking up the dub, goes to 11-5 at a conference, to now 13-7 overall. Tigers have not wrapped up the season yet. Got one more home game. They're going to be back here Friday night. Hey, we want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Tomorrow night, Benedictine basketball from the Nolan 5:30 ladies game, guys game at 7:30 as they are hosting Grandview. Thursday night sports look, and we continue on here in the waning weeks of the basketball season. Thanks for having joined us. Tim, we'll greet you next time for our man Joseph at Akira Sports Studio from Effingham, Kansas. Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our postgame show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.